BART police are being trained in procedure, a correct, methodical way to do their jobs. And even those of us who don't carry weapons can sometimes use a little structure to do our jobs better. That's the premise of Michael Bush's workshop, called The Eight Factors. Bush is a Bay Area native who works with small local businesses through a nonprofit called Inner City Advisors. He sat down with KALW's Holly Kernan.
Tell me about Inner City Advisors.
Inner City Advisors is a nonprofit that was started out of Michael Porter's movement probably 15 years ago.
I don't know Michael Porter.
Michael Porter is a professor at the Harvard Business School that did some research that said the inner cities was a place of competitive advantage, that you could actually get space, real estate cheaply, you could get labor cheaply, and it was underserved. So, in fact, it was a place where business opportunity was. So these entities sprouted up, I think, about 12 of them across the United States, and one of them was in Oakland. And all the rest are gone.
Really?
Yeah, they've all failed except the one in Oakland, which is now called the Inner City Advisors. And I think it's succeeded because locally there was good corporate support and an interest in job creation. I think some of those things are easier to do on the West Coast, where people believe in movements and can get behind movements and aren't struggling to debate that job creation is a good thing. I think that the nonprofit community is very mature here, if you will. And so some of the large foundations and community foundations have created environments here that are supportive of nonprofits. And then we've worked very hard to put together a group of advisors like myself that all work on a pro bono basis to provide accounting help, tax help, marketing help, sales help, strategy help, or whatever's needed for this inner city company to give them a competitive advantage.
So tell us about some of these, the people that you're advising for inner city advisors. Tell us about some of the companies.
Well, the way that you become an inner city advisor company or portfolio company is you apply. And there's due diligence that's done to make sure that you've got a sound business concept. It's all about job growth. So it's not about wealth creation for the individual. Job growth has to be a part of the plan.
It's about creating jobs, for the community.
Period.
Okay.
And those jobs have to be at a livable wage, or they have to be a little bit below the livable wage but include health care benefits.
Mm-hmm. So can you mention some of the businesses?
Blue Bottle Coffee, Numi Tea.
Okay.
It's another one. Premier Organics. You know, one of the fastest growing organic food companies in the United States, based in Oakland, in the Mother's Cookies plant, which was there for 90 years until it shut down, laid all those people off just on one day and sitting there doing nothing. And now it's been revitalized and is thriving.
So that's Michael Bush, and he's one of the advisors for Inner City Advisors. So, Michael, you grew up in Berkeley, or you're from Berkeley. How did you become an entrepreneur? What was your pathway to this?
My father was an entrepreneur.
Okay.
So I'm sure that was the pathway. He started his own construction business in Berkeley after getting laid off from a job working in the shipyards at the time. He came here from Georgia at a time when a lot of people did, particularly black people, were looking for some opportunity, and there were a lot of jobs in California related to the war. And so he was a carpenter by trade and came out here to start his family, start his business, or get a job. And was working very hard, and one day got laid off, as he tells the story, used to tell the story, by someone who had been there 2 days. They became the supervisor. So he was an entrepreneur who was an entrepreneur not by choice. He made it real clear that God loves the child who's got his own. So he would always talk about things like, make sure you never have a paycheck coming from just one place. Be wary of debt, because the people who loan you the money aren't really trustworthy. So these are things that I learned from a very young age and got me thinking about running a business.
Okay. And so let's talk about that leap that you took.
Well, I started running my company. It was a consulting company. I always had a sense that there was something that I was supposed to be doing. It shouldn't be as difficult as it was. So I started to, with a sheet of paper, develop categories that I thought my problems might reside in, and found out that they did. And so I ended up with eight categories. You know, I had people. I had cash. I had vision, mission, and values, leadership. It's a system. And by thinking of them as a system, you never have a day that goes by where you're not thinking about your people, where you're not thinking about your culture, where you're not reflecting on your own leadership, where you're not knowing your cash position and how much money you have in the bank, where you're not thinking about whether you're being true to your values, the reason that you started the company.
So let's bring this back to the recession. How have you seen the recession affect some of the businesses that you advise?
So I think entrepreneurs are clever. They've made tough decisions. Because they're clever, they found parts of the market that have done quite well, like organic food has done quite well, like healthy lifestyles, exercise has done quite well, service has done quite well. If you're delivering to the community, if people really enjoy coming to your place, which is because of the feeling that they get, it's the sole reason, they want to keep that going. And because you're doing something good for them, they're interested in doing something good for you.